This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Filing of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. Prominent leaders who filed their nominations today include Hema Malini from Mathura Lok Sabha seat in Uttar Pradesh, H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya in Karnataka, and actor-politician Suresh Gopi from Thrissur, K. Surendran from Wayanad, and K.C. Venugopal from Alappuzha in Kerala. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today criticized the Trinamool Congress government for not allowing the implementation of central schemes in West Bengal. Addressing a rally in Cooch Behar today, he said many projects have not been completed on time despite the centre giving record amounts of money. He also criticised the Trinamool Congress government for trying their best to protect the accused in the Sandesh Khali incidents that rocked the state. Mr. Modi also targeted the Congress and said that for decades it kept giving the Garibi Hatao slogan, but it is the BJP that has worked hard to bring 25 crore people out of poverty. Cooch Behar in North Bengal along with Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri will go to the polls on April 19th in the first of seven phases of Lok Sabha polls. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee also addressed a public meeting at Matha Banga of Cooch Behar. Ms. Banerjee said she would not implement CAA in the state. She had also participated in a meeting at Mall of Jalpaiguri. Earlier in the day, addressing a rally in Jammu in Bihar, Prime Minister Modi said that the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. Tax on the super rich, the law on general wealth tax and inheritance tax, as well as reservation in the private sector, state funding for elections and banning corporate donation to political parties as part of the CPIM manifesto released today for the Lok Sabha polls. In the manifesto, CPIM also promised scrapping of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act and Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The party said it is committed to including the right to work as a constitutional right. The manifesto was released by Party General Secretary Sitaram Yechury and Politburo members Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Nilotpal Basu and Tapan Sen in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Yechury said the party will further strengthen democracy and secularism in the country. The External Affairs Ministry has said India is distressed at the escalating tensions in West Asia and their potential to fuel further violence and instability. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has noted with concern the Israeli attack on Iranian diplomatic premises in Syria on the 1st of April. Mr. Jaiswal said the first batch of people under the G2G agreement has gone to Israel. He stressed that India is conscious of their safety and has urged Israeli authorities to ensure their safety and well-being. Replying to a question on China claiming Arunachal Pradesh, the spokesperson said Arunachal Pradesh is an inalienable part of India and will remain so. On India-Bangladesh ties, Mr. Jaiswal said bilateral relations are very strong. He said both nations have a very comprehensive partnership that spans across sectors. A Delhi court reserved an order today on the interim bail plea moved by BRS leader K. Kavitha, who has been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate in the money laundering case connected with the alleged liquor policy scam. The special CBI judge, Kaveri Baveja, will pronounce the order on Monday. Kavitha was remanded to judicial custody till the 9th of April. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over parts of East and Peninsular India during the next 4 days. Heat wave conditions are likely over North Interior Karnataka, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Telangana and coastal Andhra Pradesh. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 200 runs, Punjab Kings were 195 for 7 in 19.1 overs against Gujarat Titans at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.